Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for Thursday, January 4th, 2007. These headlines are a collaboration between the Charlottesville Podcasting Network and Media General Newspapers. You can find out more on these stories by either going to sevillepodcast.com or gatewayva.com. Convicted killer Ricky Javon Gray has appeared in Culpeper County Court for the murder of a mother of three in December of 2005. Gray laughed when the judge asked him how he would pay for court expenses if convicted of killing Cheryl Warner. Gray was sentenced to death row last year for the murder of a Richmond family of four. In the Culpeper case, prosecutors allege Gray pretended to be having car trouble when he knocked on Harvey's door on a rural stretch of U.S. 29. The murder trial in the case of Lamont Antonio Reeves began yesterday in Charlottesville City Court. Liesl Nowak has the story in today's Daily Progress. Prosecutors allege Reeves was killed by Jermaine Leon Thurston in June of last year after an incident at an Albemarle County nightclub spiraled into a rage-filled argument between the two. Thurston allegedly shot Reeves in the chest. Reeves later died at UVA Medical Center. His defense attorney says her client was acting in self-defense. The trial continues today. Two men, including a former Lynchburg City Councilor, have been sentenced to prison for their role in embezzling close to $1 million from the Burris Company. The News in Advance reports John Alvis Jackson and Larry Carey were convicted in federal court almost 2 years ago. Carey served on council from 1992 to 1996. Burris was a wood manufacturer, now out of business. Prosecutors blame that fact on the two men's actions. A former Albemarle County youth coach has been sentenced to 1.5 years in prison for possessing child pornography. The Daily Progress reports 62-year-old Richard Bonnie Lakes of Keswick pled guilty to 12 counts of possession. Lakes served for 37 years as a referee and coach and was, for a time, the commissioner of the Piedmont Shenandoah Basketball Officials Association. He could have faced a maximum of 60 years in prison. And finally, when Keith Ellison of Minnesota takes the oath of office today to become a U.S. congressman, he'll put his hand on a Koran once owned by Thomas Jefferson. Peter Harton writes in the Times-Dispatch that Ellis contacted the Library of Congress to secure the item. Ellis is the first Muslim to be elected to serve in the House of Representatives. And those are the Gateway Virginia headlines for Thursday, January 4th. The headlines are produced at the studios of WNRN in Charlottesville and are now available in iTunes. Click on our blog at sevillepodcast.com for a subscription link. I'm Sean Tubbs, and thanks for listening.